Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Well, in case you missed it, there's a lady who says she can taste what people's names taste like.
With her mouth taste.
Yeah, she
can. Lips and stuff.
That's normally where people taste, Tony.
I'm just saying.
But here's the deal. Tony also has that same talent.
With my mouth and stuff.
Yeah.
Lisa. Lisa, I'm getting it on my
palate. Tastes like marijuana.
Yeah, I get that chronic.
Tastes like a Willie Nelson album.
Sure.
Sheila. Sheila. I get ice cream.
Do you?
You got an ice cream taste, Sheila, like Sheila tracks, or, you know, like, I don't know, Sheila. Don't that sound ice creamy?
Maybe a little
sherbert.
Bit.
Sherbert. I'm thinking. Like
you're thinking sherbert?
Sherbert, like an ice creamy taste or flavor to your name. Sheila.
Sheila tracks was a little disturbing, man. I'm not going to.
What? If we were cannibals, that'd be good.
Well, Sheila, now you know your name tastes like ice cream.
All right, very good.
All right, well, hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Told you a story about a lady. She's getting unwanted baloney, and that's baloney. There's a lady in New Mexico. Okay.
Oh, okay.
She complained to the police because a stranger has been leaving pieces of baloney on her doorstep.
Okay.
She said that an unknown man has been doing it since January 1st. Must have been his New Year's resolution. In 2019, I'm going to leave baloney on her doorstep.
I'm giving baloney up. I've got to get it out of my house and put it somewhere.
She says he repeatedly delivers the deli mystery meat to her home in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
She said the delivery comes in a plastic shopping bag and typically contains a few pieces of bologna and a few pieces of bread. So it's like he's delivering a whole sandwich to her. He drops it on the doorknob, she says, and then walks away. Morrison, the lady there, Sharisha, she also says that it smells like pee-pee.
Hey, what?
And she said that her neighbors have also received odd deliveries. The police said there's nothing they can do unless they catch him in mid-delivery.
Dude's peeing on baloney? Would it be funny if they arrest him and his name's Oscar Mayer?
Oscar Mayer arrested for leaving baloney on pee.
Your Honor, my baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
And that's him right there. The story itself was really of no significance. It's about a bratwurst hotel. It's a sausage-themed hotel. It's like Sausage Disney. And I know the rest of the world, all the world says bratwurst.
No, they don't, Jason.
How do you say it then, Tony?
Bratwurst.
And then all this happened.
Don't the A have a couple of dots on the top of it on bratwurst?
Those are called umlauts.
Right.
But on this story, there ain't any.
Well, it goes without. You don't have to put them on. People just know that's how you say them.
All right. What's your name, caller?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Well, now, all right, when you,
This is Mr. Brody McBratface.
Yeah, right. My name's Bratwurst.
All right, but when you're grilling, do you call it brat or brat?
I don't grill them. I just know what how they're spelled.
Yeah.
For my barbecuing, it's all Boston butts. I don't cook much else.
Tony calls those Boston bots.
With no dot, Tony.
Yeah, they're boasting bots. Yeah. Hey, man, thanks for calling, dude. We appreciate it.
I want to say that you guys are both saying bratwurst wrong.
What do you mean?
The W is pronounced with a V.
So bratwurst?
Yes.
I'd like some bratwurst.
Yes.
Are you making that up, or is that real?
Nope.
That's probably how because it's a German deal, so I'm sure that's how.
Well, you knew all about them umlauts. How come you didn't know about?
Well, because I'm speaking American, Tony.
I always think of Rock Bullwinkle.
Why
when I pronounce because there that lady is German on.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Rocky, the Bratwurst.
Bratwurst.
Mm.
Yes. If you went to the store and picked it up.
All right, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Tony was super helpful this morning with another Ask Tony. It's from Greg. Greg says, "Dear Tony,
yes.
A month ago, a friend of a friend drunk texted me at 2 a.m. I am not into her, but I know she's somewhat interested in me. Obviously, I never responded.
Great.
I ran into her over the weekend and she pulled me aside and brought up how I didn't text her back. It was incredibly awkward and I really didn't know what to say. What's the point of asking someone why they didn't text you back? Amen.
Ugh,
isn't it pretty clear that the person doesn't want to talk to you? Crystal clear, Greg. Tony has had some issues with this on his own, so I'm sure he'll have a great answer for you, Greg. Here's Tony.
Dear Greg, I have also sent text messages and didn't get a reply, or waited and didn't get the reply that I wanted. Good morning, Angela. Greg, some people look at a no reply as a maybe. To some people, the silence means that they're thinking about it. Like when you asked your mom to spend the night with a friend. If she paused, then heck, that meant you was going. Only a no or a hell no meant no. When texting, you need to reply, and don't use emojis either. The smiley face that's crying is hard to understand. I hate to ask a girl out and get that dang crying smiley face. But it's better than asking her and getting that poop emoji. Morning, Angela. What I'm saying, Greg, is you need to tell this girl, yes, let's go out, or no, y'all ain't gonna go out. And don't just send back a TTYL. TTYL is just another way to keep somebody hanging on. Morning, Angela. Love, Tony.
Also had a brand new country lyric for you today.
Here it is.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Your love was a plastic worm, and my heart was a fish. Seeing you is what I yearn, and now I'm a fillet up on your dish.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Tony's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Girl Scout Wookiees. Girl Scout Wookiees are young female Sasquatch creatures that go hiking and sell cookies and volunteer in their community. Girl Scout Wookiees.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And, of course, we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
In cold and snowy Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Scotty Abram and his expectant wife, Cassie, had just returned home from the hospital. They had a false alarm, so they thought they were having a baby. Mm-hmm. Went to the hospital. They said, nah, not yet. You should go home.
That happens a lot.
Oh, that happened to me when Caleb was born. We went to the hospital. They said, not yet. We got back home. Literally an hour later, we were back in the car heading back to the hospital.
Wow.
The baby, it just wasn't quite ready to be born. But no sooner did they arrive home when Cassie went into labor.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, so Scotty called 911, then found himself delivering the baby with help from the Cedar Rapids Fire Department. Afterwards, as mother and baby were being wheeled out of their house on a gurney to go back to the hospital, Scotty was amazed and thankful. He saw two firemen finish shoveling his long driveway for him. Now, they've had a lot of snow.
Yeah, right. I mean, that'd been hard to got there to deliver the baby,
yeah.
Period.
So I guess they're like, hey, when this guy comes home, man, we're going to, you know,
he's going to need all the snow out of his driveway.
Yeah, because he don't want to bring baby home and driveway. I mean, it was just that's just a really cool gesture from the fire department, man. That's just
and
really cool.
The call of duty, right?
Yeah, that's
there.
The serve in them doing that, and that's just awesome that they had that heart to do that. So to the Grand Rapids Fire Department, y'all are
real good.
All right, that's it for today's podcast. This one has to be listened to at least 41 times, or we're going to end up being the number two podcast in the Upper Cumberland. And
we'll have to come out there and find 40-something of you.
Our egos can't handle that.
Mm-mm.
So we need you to go right now and tell all your friends about this podcast, okay? Deal?
Right
Deal?
Now.
Deal? All right. Thanks for listening, too, in case you missed it.